Photos: Rescued Israeli hostages reunite with families after daring raid. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2024. Israel released photographs Saturday of the happy reunions of four rescued hostages with their families after a daring special forces raid in Nusayrat, in central Gaza, and a photograph of one of the Israeli soldiers who was killed in the operation. As Breitbart News noted, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Israel Police, and Israel Security Agency, ISA, rescued four hostages: Noah Argamani, 25, Almog Meirjan, 21, Andrei Kozlov, 27, and Shlomi Ziv, 40. Bringing them home. The moment we rescued three of the four hostages from the heart of Gaza. pic.twitter.com/nkqvxj9cht. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, June 8, 2024. The hostages were rescued from two Hamas buildings above ground, the Times of Israel reported. Argamani was among the most iconic of the hostages, with footage of her abduction on a motorcycle airing endlessly after the October 7 Hamas terror attack. Non-involved Gazans, or as they like to call them, innocents, kidnapped the couple Noah Argamani and Eben Tanor. pic.twitter.com/77GL THB73. Yinon, Enon, Adonan. 6, December 20, 2023. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the news. Israeli President Isaac Herzog issued a statement. With overwhelming emotions, we received the very moving news about the rescue from captivity of Noah Argamani, Almog Meir, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv, who were kidnapped on October 7 from the music festival in Rim and were finally reunited with their loved ones. On behalf of the entire people of Israel, I thank the IDF, the Israeli Security Agency, Shabak, the Israel Police, and the Israel Defense Forces for an impressive and courageous rescue operation. I wish for the immediate return of all the hostages to their families. Am Yisrael Chai. The government press office released photos of the hostages greeting their families, and Netanyahu. The IDF released a statement honoring the memory of Arnon Zamora, a member of the Israel Police Force who was killed in action during the rescue. The IDF mourns the fallen Israel Police Imam, National Counterterrorism Unit, Squad Commander, Chief Inspector Arnon Zamora. Arnon is an Israeli hero, who loved and protected his country. He led the force that rescued the four hostages from the central Gaza Strip and returned them to Israel. The IDF salutes his memory. The IDF expresses its deepest condolences to Arnon's family at this difficult time. May his memory be a blessing. The IDF later added. The Chief of the General Staff, LTG Erzi Halevi, spoke with the commander of the Imam Unit, Assistant Commissioner H, at the end of the complex operation, and expressed his great appreciation for the brave and determined action of the unit's forces in the rescue operation and throughout the war. The Chief of the General Staff and the commander of the Imam Unit concluded that the operation would be called Operation Arnon in the IDF, in recognition of the unit's performance throughout the war and the sacrifice of Imam Squad Commander, Chief Inspector Arnon Zamora. Arnon Zamora, 36, a brave and valuable officer, left behind a wife and two children. On October 7, he led the battle at the Yad Mordecai Junction, eliminating dozens of terrorists and preventing the terrorists from infiltrating northwards. He then went on to fight in the battle at Kibbutz Nahal Oz and Kibbutz Biri. Arnon was part of the force that broke into the apartment where the hostages were being held, was severely injured during a battle, and later died in the hospital. As Breitbart News noted, the Biden administration welcomed the news of the hostage rescue, but called for a return to negotiations with the Hamas terrorist organization to allow for the release of other hostages. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.